Hello again, this is World Pastor Tony Alano. This is program number 449, if you'd like to have a copy of it. Sharon will tell you how at the end of the program. We have some very interesting information for you this evening. Of course, we have a strong message from the Lord. And you know, it's very good for us to know who the devil is, because how could we resist Satan if we didn't know who he was? You know, if you're have an opponent, you're a boxer or a wrestler, or say that you like a certain baseball team and you want them to win. Well, one is your favorite and the other is the opponent. Amen. There's I used to hang around. My dad used to have different things where people would bet. And that's what they do in Las Vegas, is they bet on different things, fights. So when you get into the boxing ring, I used to box and wrestle. And you got to know who your opponent is. Otherwise, you're going to be beating at the air, the Apostle Paul said. Amen?
Amen.
And he says, I haven't beat at the air. I know the Lord, and I know who the devil is, and I know I can see his work in this world. And so we have to know who he is. And we receive all kinds of information about Satan, about his works, and it's going to be quite interesting for you to hear the reason why Waco was, the people of Waco were slaughtered, those innocent, quiet people. They got their, according to this report that we have, they got their nose into the Vatican's business too much. Now, I don't want to get into the Vatican's business at all. I'd like to have the people of the Vatican get their nose into my business so that they can get saved. Amen?
Amen.
Because my business is the Lord's business. And the Lord is the manifestation of God's normal and continuing government of men and of nations. So against all this, the prophet Daniel affirms emphatically that God is the only independent agency in history, both the creator and the governor of time and eternity. Even as God has no unexplored potentialities in himself, in other words, God knows everything about himself. He doesn't have to have a subconscious mind, because everything, he's totally conscious of himself and everything that he is. And so if he's able to have no need of a subconscious mind whatsoever, knowing himself and governing himself absolutely, so history, his creation, has no unexplored potentialities within it, and no unconscious elements that can develop apart from God's eternal decree. The nations are as nothing in his sight, the Bible says. And men, nations, and empires, he moves to what he wants them to be, not what they want to be. So we have a satanic one world government today that the Lord said that he's going to come and grind to powder. He's going to destroy it and send all of them that have to do with it into the pit of hell, and then into the lake of fire. God uses all history, and history is never used by God is never used by history. God uses history, but history never uses God. Amen?
Amen.
The Lord bends it He bends history. He molds it. He shapes it in terms of his eternal purpose. And no one can stay or stop his hand from doing what he does. Do you think that you can stop the hand of God from doing what he's doing?
No.
Somebody's indicting God for causing so many tsunamis and so much disease on earth. He's doing it for a purpose because people want to do their own thing. And so if we as individuals can do our own thing, then why would Jesus think that God can't do his own thing? He's just showing you if you don't follow him, he's going to do as he says. You read it in the book of Deuteronomy, that he'll curse you if you don't do what he says, and he'll bless you if you do what he says. Amen?
Amen.
But men seek a God that they can use. They don't seek a God who uses them. And God wants to use you. And see, you rebel because you don't want to be used. You want a God that you can use, not a God who uses you. All right, but so we have to submit ourselves unto the Lord because he bought us, and so we belong to him, the Bible says. Amen?
Amen.
Then, fourth, Daniel is offensive because it assumes and asserts the total providence and government of God, that God governs, rules, and overrules in every event of history to the minutest detail. So watch out, folks. Do what God wants you to do, because he'll overthrow you if you don't. And then the worst part of being overthrown is that he also governs according to his word. And his word says either serve him and go to heaven or don't serve him and go to hell. So no matter what you do, it's going to happen God's way.
Yeah.
Amen?
Yeah.
You can say, I did it my way, but God then is the final word. He's going to do it. Do you his way.
Amen.
Amen?
Amen?
You and me and everybody else in the universe. Well, okay, we've got some good songs, too. We've got some testimonies, a strong message, and as I said, some information regarding Waco. Why the Roman Catholic government needed to destroy them. They're paranoid. They're afraid that the news about them will come out because God tells us that they are our enemy. The Bible plainly states that they are the Antichrist. Amen. And that's Satan's seat. And so, Satan is our enemy. Amen.
Amen.
The enemy of our souls. And so that's why we have to gird ourselves up with the Word of God so that we can, and we need to resist our enemy. Because our Savior, our God, our Creator, and the one who leads, guides, and directs us, if we allow him to, if we want him to, he's our friend. Amen?
Amen.
Our Creator, our brother, and our Father. So, the world government and Satan, they don't pay taxes. What happens when you pay taxes and I pay taxes, all that money goes into the world government coffers. They don't pay taxes because what they do is collect the taxes and they take and do with it what they want. For instance, they're spending $170-some-odd billion, is what the media said, on repairing Iraq, while New Orleans sits there in devastation. And people say, well, we don't think that's fair. No kidding. Well, it finally dawned on you. You don't think that it's fair. Well, I don't think it's fair either. But who said that Satan was going to be fair? Satan hates you. He hates to have you hear the gospel. To the Vatican, all of us people in the world are like bugs to be stepped on. Doesn't that make you feel good? They step on whoever it is that they want to step on. If you're about to reveal anything about them, they want to destroy you. And they've threatened me for years, and Susie, my late wife. But God had mercy on her and took her out. And she's in heaven right now, smiling and enjoying the great weather there and all the amenities that go along with heaven. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
So if they think I'm a bug because I'm carrying the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ, and because they want to step on you and step on your children and squash you like so many bugs, because all this money that we're paying taxes goes right into their hands. And they don't spend it for us in the United States, the people over there in Louisiana. They're sending it over to Iraq. And it's common knowledge that President Bush's father was tied to them, and I believe President Bush is also. It isn't a bunch of people that are in that are running this country that are interested in this country and the people of this country. We're like bugs to them. That's why they went to Waco and murdered all those people. It's because they broke into the computers of the government. And we have the information on that for you this evening. And believe it or not, but I'm not a person that is a sensationalistic type person. If you consider me to be that, well, you're wrong. I'm preaching the gospel of Jesus and uncovering Satan in this world so that you can resist him, because when you resist Satan, he'll flee from you. God promises that. Amen?
Amen.
So why wouldn't you want Satan to flee from you? Why are you fleeing from Satan?
Amen.
Amen?
Amen?
God doesn't want you to flee from him. He wants you to be filled with the Spirit of the Lord. In other words, God's Word, which is Spirit in your life. And he wants you to resist Satan. And he said he doesn't want you to give any place to the devil. Give no place to the devil, but resist him, and he'll flee from you. But the whole world is not doing that, and that's why Satan just keeps getting more and more power. But lately he's not, because one man is standing up, myself, and then there's a bunch of other people. Some guy called up and told me, Tony, you kicked the hole in the wall, and now we're all coming through that wall. That's why Satan and his government, the Antichrist government, cult, and media has threatened to kill me for years. And they even hired John Peeler to do it. And because he wouldn't, they put his son in prison. But anyway, right now let's go to, this is going to be an interesting program, so don't you switch that dial to Bozo or somebody like him, okay? Right now let's go to the throne and ask the Lord to anoint this service. Father, we praise and thank your holy name for revealing who Satan is so that we can resist him. And the best way to resist the devil is not with guns, bullets, and bombs. You forbid that. But we have to resist Satan by obedience to God's word and uncover the caves in the dark places that he lurks in this world. Lord, anoint this message. Take over this program and open the ears of everyone in Radioland, and let them pass these messages along, and let everyone that's unsaved, Lord, get this burning desire in their heart to be saved, And the church that's been slipping away into satanic, different scenes and trips, let them become full of zeal, Z-E-A-L, that you don't spit them out of your mouth. Father, we ask it in Jesus' name, and everyone says amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. All right, now here's our orchestra and choir to sing for you, Woe, W-O-E, Woe to you, the world. Woe, sinner man. Woe, sinner man.
Woe, sinner man.
There's a lot of people in the Bible that are experiencing strong severity and afflictions, like the Thessalonians had been receiving, and all everyone that lives godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution. And these are things that we're to rejoice at, because we know then that they persecuted the prophets before us, and that lived godly, of course, because that's why they were prophets. And we know that God himself, the Lord in person, walking in the Spirit of the Lord, the He was man. He also had the Spirit of God in him. Oh, was he regenerated? Amen.
Yeah.
Yes, he was. He was generated, and within whom the Holy Spirit abode. And the Holy Spirit can still be, people that are filled with the Holy Spirit can still be fleshy or carnal. It all depends. Now, if you receive the scriptures the way that they are, if you receive what's going on before you, some people like to not duck their head in the sand like an ostrich, because ostriches, from what I understand, don't do that. But what they do is you people are sticking your head in the booze bottles, your whiskey, beer, wine, and you're into narcotics and drugs and things that the CIA has brought into this country. With the weapons, they swapped weapons for drugs. And we do have a part here, a bit, that the reason why the Vaticanized, this government, this Vaticanite government, has got so uptight at the Branch Davidians that they destroyed them. Now, John Peeler stated that they didn't go there to arrest them. They went there to kill them. They had to murder them because of certain information that they had. And so, Michelle, will you read this article to them,
yes,
to the people, so that they can understand more of how the Vatican is is led by Satan and is our enemy. This is an enemy within our formerly great and wonderful country. It's still a great and wonderful country, but this mob of mafia, satanic Vaticanite mafia, has taken over our armed forces and have taken this country over. Wake up, for God's sake. It's not too late if you get saved. All right, read.
The Vatican had to have the Branch Davidian Village eliminated because, 1, two of the Branch Davidian Village members had been able to hack into the Pentagon, CIA, FBI, Black Ops, that's spelled O-P-S, databases, and discovered that the CIA, a branch of the Vatican, with the utilization of the CIA's Buffalo Airlines, were daily transferring cocaine, laundered money, special operations agents, kidnapped children for CIA pedophile programs, and arms at the World War II runway that bordered the Branch Davidian Village.
So this Buffalo Airlines operated in and out of this airport that was right next to the Branch Davidians. And I had a man call saying that before this ever came out to us, he said he was a drummer, and that he was asked to go to the Branch Davidian because David Koresh played the guitar. And he said, we had more fun on these go-karts. We go round and round and round and round, and it would raise a bunch of dust. And he says that David Koresh was the nicest person he ever met in his life. And you hear all this garbage on the news media, and after as many years as Sue and I have attempted to tell you, to teach you, that the news media is a liar. It's just part of, it's Satan's mouth. This is the mouth that Satan uses to deceive the whole world. But go on anyway. So they have these go-karts, they go out on the runway there and run them when these arms and these drugs were not being sent out of the country, or the arms were not sent out of the country, and the drugs were not coming. This was all under Clinton's regime. He also, his own men, Clinton's men, stated that there was a couple of boys that got caught on a railroad track. They stalled out. And over at Mena, Arkansas, and they said, and this is his men, we have the tapes, and many people have these tapes, they said that they were afraid that the boys saw them unloading drugs or putting arms on these airplanes, and they just killed them on the railroad track. And now we're talking about another location that they operated out of, and that is the Buffalo Airlines in Waco, Texas. Okay, continue on.
Number two, the entire village knew about the CIA's Buffalo Airlines activities.
The village, that means Koresh's bunch over there, his church. They knew about it. The Buffalo Airlines operations, and what?
That tied directly to George Bush Sr. and his direct involvement with the CIA, the government mafia, Syria, Jordan, Iraq, Colombia, Panama, Nicaragua, Costa Rica, Mexico, Peru, and other global locations that included the global elites, in other words, the Vatican's intelligence operations, banking operations, drug transfers, arms transfers, child pedophile kidnapping and transfers, aircraft refueling, and global money laundering network. Number three, in all of the Waco documentaries, all of the documentaries reveal that parked in front of the Branch Davidian Village main building were observed several high-speed go-karts that were used by the Branch Davidians who were carrying out the surveillance of the government Buffalo Airlines activity at the airport that bordered the Branch Davidian Village in order to identify and to log the Buffalo Airlines schedules with the two Branch Davidian members' retrial of the CIA's gun for drugs transfers that were going on daily. Number four, the Branch Davidian Village members' surveillance of the CIA guns for drugs transfers were known to the CIA due to the CIA computer security having traced the hacking back to the Branch Davidian Village. Take note, the main incendiary device that was used by the Special Forces attack on the Branch Davidian Village was brought about where the commanders of the genocide were under the direct orders to take out the computer room first and then kill all of the inhabitants and then use this genocide as warning to anyone else who may want to tamper with the CIA, government, mafia, global elites, members of the Vatican's clandestine drugs, money, arms, kidnapping operations.
Yeah, this is exactly what President Clinton said. Now, anyone that would tamper or to expose Satan, they call a cult. Now, it's a cult because we're of the Lord, and we tell people what this satanic Antichrist government is doing. And at the peril of our own life, but we that are Christians know that the minute that the breath goes out of our body, we're going to be in the kingdom of heaven. This is really the truth. President Clinton got on the air and said on TV and said, "I take full responsibility for this," because he wanted to be on the good side of the Pope. And he says, "I take full responsibility." And he said, "This is a warning to everybody to not join cults. In other words, don't come against the Vatican because we'll kill you. We'll annihilate you." And I want everybody to know that.
Amen.
That, you know, if something happens, you know, if they anybody that they are targeting, you can very well be sure that it's the Vatican. Did you notice this trial of this person from the Latter-day Saints? We never heard what he said. They won't allow, but they just keep blasting anyone that knows what the Vatican is. And I, you know, like I said, if this man forced the person that girl, 14-year-old girl, to marry somebody, it would be all right if she married somebody because 14 years old, if she's reached puberty, that's the legal age for marriage. Okay, now the Vatican says no. The Bible says seducing spirits would come in these last days and forbid marriage because God honors marriage in every way. And the marriage bed is not defiled and it's of the Lord for people to be married. But if this man forced the woman to be married, well, then that's wrong. And as I said yesterday on the program, that there were some people that were, one girl that was young, even younger than her, and she wanted to get married, and I said no. And so she ran off with this man that was in his 20s, or possibly 30s, and then they came and testified that I was controlling them because I wouldn't let them get married. They went in a courtroom out in Fayetteville. And I thought, and they, you know, they try to intimidate you. You forbade marriage. No, I just said, you know, you're too young. And I know that you're, and she was just saying, we have several children now, and we had a very happy marriage. Well, I didn't know the Bible that well back then. I have to admit, the Lord told me some things that made me study the Bible like I had never studied it before. And now I know that that is okay. And then why is this Antichrist vermin coming down on people in churches when in reality they're the worst bunch of devils that... really, that have ever lived. They're the same devils that nailed Jesus to the cross. And, you know, they're coming down on people in churches, and yet their cult, hundreds of thousands of young boys, baby boys that these monsters have had sex with, and rape them, these homosexuals. No, I didn't say that every homosexual is a pedophile, but homosexuals, if they don't repent, they're going to hell, whether they're pedophile homosexuals or just homosexuals that have sexual relationships with adult males. But let's continue on with this expose on the Vatican and on their destroying through President Clinton and Janet Reno. She said she takes full responsibility too. And Clinton says, I'm warning all you people that'll teach you to belong to a cult. And there are cults in Arkansas, meaning I'm not a Catholic. I'm definitely anti any organization that is anti-Christ. Well, I never attacked the Vatican. I never attacked them. They attacked us. I couldn't figure out why, because we were doing a fantastic job for the Lord. And I said, why, of all people, when I was unsaved, nobody bothered me. But the minute I got saved, here comes all these satanic people. And I did a background check on them all, and they all were Catholic, Roman Catholics. And so you could do the same thing if you're under siege. Do it, and you'll see that it all of it traces right back to Rome. Okay, keep going.
Number 5, the whole idea as to why the CIA, government mafia, needed...
Well, the mafia is the government. They do what they please. They don't care what you think or anything. It's like, you're like I said, to them, you're like a bug that needs to be stepped on. You and I are bugs to them. Creeps, you know, the flying little bugs that they need to step on. They think they're so powerful. They think they're like God. The Lord says, when I start killing you, and when I send people to kill you, and there will be people that will kill them, will you tell them that you're God? Don't kill me, I'm God, you'll say. But then they'll kill you anyway. And then your soul will be in hell and at the lake of fire forever. Okay, keep going.
The whole idea as to why the CIA, government mafia, needed to burn the Branch Davidian village down and kill all of the peaceful inhabitants was to destroy the computer files and kill the witnesses to the CIA, government mafia, George Bush Sr., elite Vatican global banking, drug trafficking, arms, money laundering, pedophile programs that were operating at the World War II runway by the CIA's Buffalo Airlines. Number 6, the Waco siege, BATF, FBI, CIA, military, State Department, Pentagon, government mafia commanders' directives were to burn the village and murder as many of the Branch Davidian village members as possible and destroy all of the evidence. Number 7, the Japanese-American contract FBI sniper, one of the four of the government snipers who were used to kill off the fleeing women and children from the burning Branch Davidian village complex, named Lon Horiuchi, was the same sniper who had murdered Weaver's wife at Ruby Ridge, Idaho. Lon Horiuchi, like most FBI, CIA elimination operatives, had been psychologically profiled by the FBI, CIA for hating white Caucasians due to his having grown up in World War II internment
camps. Okay, now, internment camps, if you're just young, you wouldn't know what that means, but unless you studied about it. But during World War II, they started arresting all Japanese people and put them in an internment camp. It looked very much like Stalag 17. It's like a bunch of dirt, and there were barbed wire fences around it. And they put Japanese in there because they thought that they were giving the people in Japan special information that they shouldn't. So they put them in an internment camp, which is the same thing as a prison. And this man here was so uptight about that because he was raised part of his life there, and they treated, the United States government treated them like dogs, or worse than dogs. Jim and Tammy Baker bought their dog an air conditioning unit for their dog house, you know, and people were uptight about that as well. And so they didn't have any air conditioning or heating. They just threw them in there like a like a bunch of unwanted dogs. Now they treat dogs, this Antichrist government treats dogs better than humans. They murder humans by the millions, and now there's a crusade going on that dogs are more important than humans. And all the pet food companies are so happy about that, even though they know it's disgusting and wrong. Okay? Animals are not as good as humans. Animals are not made in the likeness and the image of God, but we are. And I tell you, I wouldn't want to be in any of this people in the government's shoes on the day of judgment. They're going to be crying, weeping, wailing, crying, begging, groveling. And it's too late. Too late. So any of you that, I don't get my kicks out of saying these things, but it's true. And I just pray that all of you that are so warped like this will accept Christ. And the Lord will forgive you no matter how many evil things you've done, if you truly repent. Okay, keep going.
Number 8, it was noted that the very first day of the Waco siege that David Koresh and two of the other members had appealed to the attacking special military operation that they had the computer disks and they would turn them over to the BATF Special Forces commander and surrender if the attacking force would cease fire. The commanders were under orders to kill as many of the inhabitants as possible and destroy the complex for three reasons. A, so there would be as few witnesses as possible to the CIA, government mafia, Buffalo Airlines, guns for drugs operations. B, to let this be a warning to anyone else who may want to mess with the Vatican global arms, drugs, and money laundering activities. And C, the Vatican allegedly practices satanic-type sacrifices, and the murder of the Branch Davidian village was a good opportunity to make a sacrifice. 9, take note. Part of this warning was to warn anyone else who may have considered hacking into the government databases, whereas the two Branch Davidian members had been continually entering into the Pentagon, CIA, Black Ops, OPS databases, and they were able to keep track of the drugs laundered, money, arms, kidnapped children, agents, transfer that was going on.
Now, they do, as I said, what they want. Now, they have went into Buster. He's such a good influence for Christ in Texarkana, Texas. he tells everybody about the Lord, and they took his money, the close to $200,000 out of his safe, and took one third or half of, or two thirds of the his inventory in his furniture store, and then they are indicting him for buying illegal things. And the man is as honest as Abraham Lincoln, or even more so, possibly. But, I mean, he's just one of the best Christians I've ever known, and they're indicting him, just like they did me, on false charges. Whenever you hear a railroad dinger go off to warn not to go across the tracks, think of how they're railroading so many people. Amen?
Amen.
Railroading means they're sentencing people on false charges and sending them to prison. And these people, the Branch Davidians, they murdered even little children. What did they know about the CIA's tapes or discs? They didn't know anything about it, but they just wanted to kill. And just like John Peeler said, they were under orders to murder them. Don't arrest them. They want them dead. And, of course, there's some people that testified that were of the Branch Davidians because they scared them. They scared them. That's what they do, is intimidate people. That's like that big beast that Daniel saw and I saw myself. It is the most dreadful-looking thing. This was symbolic of the Fourth World Government, which is this Vaticanite government. They bully people. And this is the most powerful-looking government that has ever been on the face of the earth. They're the most dreadful-looking. But the Lord gives us the wisdom on how to war. There's a Japanese man that wrote a book regarding the art of war. And that's the book that the Vatican uses. But the Lord really knows how to deal with these people. They're going to... I've told you many times. In the Bible, if you'll read it, tells you what he's going to do to them. They're going to burn in hell, in the lake of fire, for eternity. In other words, that means forever and ever and ever and ever and ever and ever. And I just keep going with these words, forever and ever, for millions and trillions of years. And anybody that would just keep going on to impress their friends or their family, or, you know, some people. No, the best thing that you could possibly do is impress God, because it's Him that has the power to take the breath out of your body and sling it, your soul, into hell and the lake of fire. Okay, keep going.
The high-speed go-karts with radio communication.
This is what the Branch Davidians had, that their drummer was telling me about. This is amazing that this comes up now, because he told me that many years ago. And here are the go-karts. Yeah, 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 that's what it was. Is he and David Koresh and some of the others would ride these go-karts round and round and play. They would play. They were a fun-loving group. Fun-loving. Then what?
The high-speed go-karts with radio communication were able to stay under the runway radio, and the Branch Davidian village was observing and keeping track of the George Bush CIA government mafia Vatican's global money laundering operation that was going on.
And they didn't like it, so they said they got to be killed. We don't want people to know that we're doing these things. And they somehow picked up on it, so... Hey, you know, you get the orders, go and kill them, every last one of them that you can. And the ones that you can't, that surrender or somehow get away, tell them, if you say anything different than what we're telling you to say in the courtroom, we're going to annihilate you, your mama, your daddy, your children, your loved ones. We'll kill you. Don't buy their garbage, because God will kill you if you do. And he'll sling your soul in hell with them in the lake of fire. Then what?
Bob on the job, Robert E. Lee Lewis, served the best interests of the American people for more than 27 years as organized crime investigator. Bob on the job served on the U.S. Senate JFK Assassination Committee. Bob on the job is currently interned for life in a government detention facility, having been set up by government informant named Vance Boudreau and Joe Eisen, who allegedly run a special CIA government mafia operation that is disguised as a law firm in Houston, Texas. Bob on the job is interned for life for having only done his job of trying to warn the American people of the takeover of the American People's United States government by the Vatican global forces of tyranny, who will eventually be bringing the consequences of the peaceful Branch Davidian village to a neighborhood near every law-abiding American citizen soon.
Okay, now, the Bible tells us that we have to build on heaven's shore. We have to build for that. If you're involved in any of this sort of stuff, repent and believe the gospel, be saved, because there's absolutely no profit whatsoever in what you're doing. So the Vatican is not going to prosecute anyone that murders you. They're not going to prosecute anyone that has rape your little boy or girl. They'll only do that to what they call cults. Hundreds of thousands of, there's no such thing as a Catholic priest. They're not priests. A priest is a person that's born again of the Spirit. God made those of us kings and priests. King meaning that we are to rule here on earth, because we're going to rule for God in heaven. Every governor or every king, and God, Christ, is the King of Kings. That means he's our king, and we're kings, and he's the king of us, those of us that are born again of the Spirit, and we're going to rule there. And he states that his rulers are those that are his ministers here on earth. We, not the secular government or satanic government agents, they're not your rulers, but we who are teaching people to be ruled by the Word of God, we are the ones that preach true rulership to people. And this is the government of God. It's totally opposite of the government of human beings. And so, you're just setting your soul up for damnation and eternal damnation if you don't give your life over to the Lord. These people disturb and they confuse. They shift us around. But when the people in this world do that in their doctrines, but when our soul is in the Spirit's hand, the Holy Spirit's hand, we can be released from such disturbances. And that's including the disturbances that we've been talking about. The thing that David Koresh, where he missed it, was that he didn't tell what was going on soon enough. You have to expose the devil, because the devil operates in darkness. If you show light on him, then he can't operate in the light, because then it's too obvious. That's why these dark, evil spirits destroyed them, because they never let it out. The Lord told me that if we release what we know about Satan, we will not be destroyed.
Mm-hmm.
But if we don't, we will be destroyed, just like David Koresh and his people. So that's why I do what the Lord says. Amen. Now, I'm not saying for us to kill them, but we need to win them to the Lord, to get them to where they accept Jesus as their personal Savior, so that they can be forgiven for all the evil things that they've been doing. So when our soul is in the Spirit's hand, we can be released from such disturbances. Our Lord Jesus implores us, take my yoke upon you. Don't be burdened with the things of this world. Take my burden, my yoke upon you, and learn from me. Learn from me so that you can be saved. For I am gentle. I'm not like these satanic evil people. For I am gentle and meek, or lovely, or meek in heart, and you will find rest. In other words, Sabbath. 24-hour-a-day Sabbath, 365 days of the year, you will receive rest or Sabbath for your souls. For you will find Sabbath, rest for your souls. That's Matthew 11:29. If we are favorably inclined to yield to the Lord, to take up His yoke and to follow Him, our soul shall not be aroused inordinately. You won't be afraid of the devil. If we learn of him by saying how he is, and first of all, we have to see how he is. When despised by men, continued to follow God's will and not his own, not our own will. Amen?
Amen.
Our soul shall return to tranquility. Don't you want to be tranquil in this untranquil world?
Amen.
The way that happens is just say this prayer. You know, I'm going to tell you a prayer, and I'm going to mention the blood of Jesus, because there's no sin on the face of this earth that can be forgiven unless it is washed away with the blood of Jesus. And I don't hear hardly any ministers, because a lot of them are false prophets, mentioning the blood of Jesus. And what do you think the Lord shed his blood for? And that was the only detergent in the universe that will take away the sins off of mankind's soul. So just say this prayer to the Lord so that you can have tranquility in this world and have the power and the strength. The Lord is going to enter. He'll change. He'll give you a new spirit, a spirit that's not dead any longer, but a spirit that's alive. And then he'll move into that spirit and give you power and wisdom and knowledge and understanding of how to be tranquil in this world and to be powerful. So here's the prayer. Say it. Say, my Lord and my God, have mercy upon my soul, sinner. I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of the living God, and I believe that he died on the cross and shed his precious blood for the forgiveness of all my former filthy sins. And I believe that God raised Jesus from the dead by the power of the Holy Spirit. I open the door of my heart, and I invite you into my heart, Lord Jesus. Wash all my filthy sins away in the precious blood that you shed for me. You will not turn me away, Lord Jesus. You will save my soul. Therefore, I know that you have heard me, and I know that you have answered me, and I know that I'm saved. You heard me because you're everywhere. There isn't any place that you're not. You're here. Right now you hear me. So therefore, I know you've saved me. You heard and saved me, so I just thank you, and I raise my hands up in praise and thank you, Lord, Father God, for saving my soul. Thank you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Keep saying that, because God inhabits the praises of his saints, and now you're a saint. Now, Sharon, tell them how to receive a copy of this program, number 449.
Go to alamoministries.com or write to Tony Alamo Christian Ministries, P.O. Box 6467, Texarkana, Texas 75505, or call area code 479-782-7370. That's 479-782-7370, or fax to area code 479-782-7406.
All right. Now, this is World Pastor Tony Alamo. Make sure you tune in tomorrow for another powerful message. And, of course, we're going to expose the devil. We're not going to tell lies. We're going to tell you the truth about the Lord and about the devil so that you can know who to resist. We're going to build on that shore, on heaven's shore. Amen?
Amen.
And so here's the Alamo Christian Brothers Quintet to sing, I'm going to build on that shore, heaven's shore, that is.
Well, I'm going to build
right on that shore.
Right on that shore.
Build right on that shore.
Well, I'm going to build
right on that shore.
Boys.